Chof Beis, he would say that Kipri Yuhizim Achleikisim B'chaticha. When this piece of flesh, Chaticha, came out, and Rashi learned who the Pilei Tluya, that the dam inside it, like was, there were holes in it, and the dam was sticking out of the side, and when that piece of flesh came out, the blood was touching the sides of the walls there. So what's the Machlekes then? That Masova Darka Shali Shali Razdam Bechaticha. The one that says this is Temeya, the Pshat, they hold that the dam, this blood inside the Chaticha, is called Dam Nida. So therefore, this dam is Dam Nida. When it comes out now, it is touching the sides of the walls, because it's Pilei Tluya, it's like it has holes there. Therefore, she remains Temeya. Or Masova, the one that says no, that she's Tahira, is Ein Darka Shal Isha Lirois Adam Bechaticha. So Rashi learns the Pshat is that this sheet holds, it's not called the Rabbon Basroi, Rashi says, the second Rabbon that says he's Torah, they hold the Dam inside this Chaticha is not called Dam Nida. It's not a derech for it to have the Dam Nida in the middle of the flesh, in the middle of this piece of Chaticha. Therefore, the Dam inside is like regular blood of the body, it's not considered Dam Nida, that's why she's Torah. But both really agree that the halacha is that the dam has to touch the kaisle, the base of rechem. It has to touch the ksalim there. Just over here, we're talking about where it is touching. There is holes in this chaticha. And the machlekes is the dam inside the chaticha considered dam neither or not. That's where Abaye would learn. Rav Amuno, Rav says it could be that the kuli yalma ain darka shali shaliras dam bechaticha. Rav would hold everybody, even Tanakam would hold, that the dam inside the chaticha is not really called dam nida. Not normal for Nisha to have the dam nida in the middle of the chaticha. Either comes out on the side, but the dam inside it is not called dam nida. If so, why does the Tanakhama say that she's Temeya? Vach over here, the case is like this. Be'isha Tahira. Really, the Isha herself, since when this chaticha came out, no other blood came out with it, so then, really, the Isha herself, she is Tahira. And we're going now with the Shitas that has Efshev of Psichas HaKever without dam. So it's possible that no dam came out, therefore she herself really is Tahira. And this chaticha, this piece of flesh that came out, does not have a loch of dam nida. So therefore she remains Tahira. The only shayder is the chaticha itself tomei, are like an avatuma, like the dam itself. The question is, umakor mekoimei tomei kemiflagi. Machlekes is that when this comes out from the womb, does the womb make it tomei like an avatuma? And therefore, when it comes out, if this piece touches Tyrus, it would make a tummy. Or it'll even make the Isha also Tumeya for one day, like she touched a Navatumma. That's the Machlekes. The Reb Lezer holds Isha Tahira V'dam Tummy. Lezer holds, she remains Tahira. True. But the dam that comes out now, the dam in this Chaticha, becomes Tummy, like a Navatumma. Why? To us, the Derech Makor, because this Chaticha came out through the womb, so any blood that comes out and touches the womb, the blood becomes an Avatuma. So therefore, the Dam itself, like it's Metama the Isha for one day when it comes out, when it touches her body, and any Tyrus or Truma that the blood touches also becomes Tami. For Abad and Tzav, we know, Isha Torah, Isha remains Torah because no Dam neither came out. And they also hold the Abad that Umakor, Makor, Maitor, they are just the fact that regular dam of the body goes out through the womb, touches the womb does not make it into an avatuma. Therefore, they hold even the dam also that comes out is dam tor, and therefore both she remains torah, and the dam is tor, and therefore there's no tumor. Another one says, boi mine rabba merafuna. Rab is a shout from a hood like this. What's going to be haroya keri bekisa mamahu? Let's say a person sees Keri, Zera comes out of him, but not that it comes out by itself. If it comes out by itself, Savad, he has a tumor. It's called the Balkeri's Tami Midiraisa. Let's say though he puts, let's say, a toothpick in there, and with the toothpick he puts out, brings out some Zera. Does he become Tami for that way or not? What's the Machlokes? What's the Shaila? The Pasuk says, Mimenu. The Pasuk says, when the Zera comes out, Mimenu. Rashi says, it says, Hashem takes him, Mimenu, Shikva Zera. So Amar Rachman Torah says, Adenofik mipsara, that means that the zera has to come out by itself from his body, for lady kisim, and not by putting a piece of a toothpick in there and taking it out. You'll be torah this way. Or do we maybe know? Hai mimenu, what do we do with the word mimenu? Achetetsi mimenu just means achetetsi to moslechutz, that by man is different than by nida. By nida we had, as long as the dam comes out of her makor, out of the womb, she's tamei. But by a man, it's not enough that the zera starts to come out, but it has to come out of the body. He's torn until the zera comes out. But it could be the filo bekisim, any way that the zera comes out of the body, even though you just put a toothpick in there and not took it out, maybe you still be tummy. Kisim nami, that's the shayla, you tummy or not. Zemur says, Omalei said, typically, do atzma enu metame elu b'choysen piyoma. And I'll bring you proof to what, it says like this, that the locha is, how much zera has to come out, enough that would be choysen piyoma, that has to seal like close the tip of the yever. That's how much zera has to come out. So here, if you brought it out with a kisim, so you had to put the kisim in, so that, so mila, how much zera came out is less than the shear of closing the piyama. So therefore, enough zera did not come out anyway, so therefore you'll be torah. This wouldn't be a shayla. Even if you want to say that it doesn't make a difference if you bring it out, but the mice, you didn't bring out enough of a shear, therefore he'll remain torah. So Moses says, Lameimer, what do you want to tell me? The negeya heavy. And this halacha, that when a person sees zera, he becomes a balker, becomes tamei, it's not the pshat, it's like he's a roya, that zera comes out of his body, he automatically becomes tamei. But as loch like a negeya, that when it comes out, it's like his body touched the zera, and that's why his body became tamei. So that's why you need a shear. Like every negeya, you need a shear. Like if you touch a mace, you have to have at least the size of a mace. If you touch a sheris, it has to be the size of a chadasha. Less than that shear, if you touch it, you don't become tamei. Because otherwise, that's not be a nida. And there she becomes nida with the din roi as long as she sees dam. How much dam does she have to see? Any little bit. A din roi, if it's roi, is something coming out of your body, any little bit is enough. Over here, once you tell me now that by zera, you only tumme if a shear comes out, so you're telling me now the name of the negeya heavy. The tumme is because you're touching that zera. That's why you need a shear. So, most el mayat is so, al yista beziva. Let's say a man is a zaf. A man saw a zaf for 3 days in a row, and then he's tummy for 7 days, he has to count Zayin Nikim. So, and let's say in the middle of him counting the 7 days, he sees some zera. So, look who is that zera that he sees is metamim, and it's seiser. He has to start counting that day over again. So, the question is why? Allah matanya, how come we learn it like this? The Pasuk says, Zayis teres azav. Fashe teitim menu shikh zera. Even though the man was a zav, and now Sheikh Mazera comes out, so it's Faisa. So it's actually like this. Ma Ziva Sesera, just like if he sees again Zav in the middle of those 7 days, it's Faisa all the 7 days, he has to start counting over again. As Sheikh Mazera Nami Faisa, who are then if a man sees Sheikh Mazera while he's counting the 7 days of Nikiyim, that day doesn't count. So the question is why? Because like this, let's say this man that's a Zav, now he starts to become Torah. Let's say it touches the mace that day, even though it becomes tummy, it's not soiser. In other words, what soiser if you have to see a tumma that's a medin ria, if you see something coming out of your body that makes your tummy, so that's soiser, your zayinikim of the zav. But if you tell me now that the shichva zera, when it comes out of the body, it's not tummy mishum ria, the fact he sees it's coming out, but it's azadin negiya because he touches it, says so, why should that be soiser zav? If you touch other tumors and become tummy, it's not Saisir Adin Zav. It's only Adin Riya that's Saisir Adin of Zav. It's more so like this. Omlai said like this. Stira Haim the time of the Saisir. You know why? If this person that was a Zav, now he's counting the 7 days, and in the middle of some Zera comes out, you know why it's Saisir? It takes away that day. Lefi Shiev Shalom Beloitzich Tzuche Ziva. The Torah is like this. Not that the Zera itself is Saisir. The zera itself is only tummy mishum negiya, because your body's touching it. But the pshat is a person that was a zav, and now if zera comes out in the middle of those 7 days, we say for sure there's a little bit zav coming out with it. Tzechtzuche zivim means like little drops, little bit of zav is also coming out with it. So the zav is what saiser. That's a tum of riya, that's not a tum of negiya. But if the actual shichva zera alone, that taki would not be saiser. So Moshe says that that's true, that the reason why Zera is Saisa is because there's Zav in it also. Se'elam Mayat is so, just the Kozain. The din should be, let's say, count already 2 or 3 days, they didn't see anything. Then on the 4th day, he sees some Zera. So if you're telling me now the Svar is that some Ziva comes out, so she have to start counting all over again. Allah Matani, how can we learn all like that? We learned Allah Matani, we learned like this, that the Pasuk says, Zayis Teras HaZav. that Maziva Seseris is true. If during these 7 days you see another Zav, you see some more Ziva, which we had before, Zav is different than Shechva Zerah. Shechva Zerah is more thick, and Ziva is more liquidy-like. So Maziva Seseris, Av Shechva Zerah is also Seser. So I would have thought, E Maziva Seseris called Zayin. Now let's say the man already counted, says 6 days, he didn't see anything. And then at the end of the 6th day, he sees some Zav, says, Seser, all 6 days, he has to start counting over again. So I would have thought to say, Av Shechva Zerah Nami Seser called Zayin. The same thing. If on the 6th day he sees some Shechva Zerah, maybe now he has to start counting all the days over again. If we say, no, it's not true. Talmud Lomah, the Pasuk says, L'tama bo, that when you see Zav, that's Natama you. Same L'chol bo, Elamah Shama bo. Or L'tama bo, I mean, the Shechva Zerah is Matama you from the same Malacha that it says in the Pasha of Shechva Zerah by itself. It's like this. Elamah Shama bo, Seseris, Yom Echad. Means, just like if you see Shechva Zerah, you only tell me for 1 day. So what then, if you see Shechva Zerah in the middle of your Nikias of Zav, it's only Seser that 1 day, that's all. Like the day that you see your Zerah, so that day is not included in the 7 days, you have to skip that day. But it's not Seser, the days you counted already. So the question is, why not? If you tell me now that every Zerah is Tomei, is Seser because there's some Zav with it, so then it should be Seser all the days you counted. So the answer is like this, Omla Yetzir back, no. Gzeras HaKosavu, this is Gzeras HaKosavu. That Ziva Gemura, if the man now sees again, comes out of him, regular Ziva, the Loi Orva Ben Shechva Zerah, no Shechva Zerah is mixed in with it, it's only this liquidy form of Ziva, then Seseris called Shiva. As many days as he counted already, he has to start counting over again. But what's going to be in the case of Tzichtzuche Ziva, the Orva Ben Shechva Zerah? Let's say now in the middle of Zayin Akim, he doesn't see just Ziva, but rather he sees mainly Shechva Zerah. Just as a little bit drops of Ziva included and mixed into it, that's exactly the cost of Lo Seseris Aliyah Mechad. It only takes away, it's only Seser that 1 day. The 1 day that you see the Zerah, that day is not included. But the next day it's not over, you just continue, just missing that 1 day. So that's exactly the cost of. So the kids will be coming out here into sun that the Tumah of Shechva Zerah is not a Riyadikadin. It's not the Pshat is that something came out of your body, that's why you're Tamei, but it's a Negiyadikadin. The pshat is that when it comes out, it touches your body, and your body becomes tamei because it touched the zav, and therefore, whenever you become tamei through a negi of touching, there is a shear. So the shear, how much zera do you have to have there to metamei you? There has to be enough of zera that would be chaysim piyama that would like cover up the whole pi, the whole opening of the aver. Talking also like this, boyi mene reb yosib reb chaninam reb loza. He has to shout like this. What's going to be dam yovesh maho? Let's say she sees dry blood. Does that make a tummy or not? Does that make her a neither or not? Rashi says dam yovesh means to go in sheyotze migufo chaticha shodam yovesh. A piece of dried out blood comes out of her. Does that make a tummy mishum neither or not? That's a shiloh. What's a shiloh? Mao. The Pasuk says ki zov zov doma. The blood has to drip out, Omrachmona. The mate of Daivile, till it drips out, which means lach in yovish loy, only if it's liquidy, and not if it's dried out, the drying doesn't flow out. Or dilma maybe, hai kiyizav zav doma just means orch de milsi. That's usually the way blood comes out, it drips out, it flows out, like liquid phloem. But it could be, I'll tell you, filu yavish nami, even if the blood is already dried up in the body, and now it comes through the womb, maybe still she would be have a tumas nida. So that was the shayla. Omla yetzle back like this, listen to me, so we learned that dam hanida, any blood that comes out from a nida, dam hanida, ubas mace, the meat of the flesh of a mace, mitamim lachem yaveshim, it's tummy, whether it's still fresh or whether it's dried up. So here you see, dam need this tummy, even though it's dried up, it's last tumma, it's still called navatumma. Someone said back to him like this, there's no proof from this. Amalei. Lach v'nasa yavish, if it came out of the body, when the blood was fresh, liquidy, and then it dried up later, loikim aburli, then I have no shayla, for sure it's tummy. Since it came out in the lach form, it has the shema of a tumor on it, so even though it dries up, it's still called, it's still tummy. Ki mi boili, where is my shayla? Yovesh mikara, when it first came out of the body, a dried out piece of meat, a dried out piece of dam. That's the shaila. Is that tam tami mishum nid or not? Samura says yes. Hanamitin yisul. This also we learned. We learned that our Mishnah says hamapel has kimin klipa. Let's say the isha has a miscarriage and it comes out that piece of flesh looking like a shell, or else kimin sour, it looks like a hair, or else kimin off, looks like dirt, kimin yavchushin, looks like a mosquito. So it depends. Adumim, if the piece comes out and it's red, so we say tato lamayim, throw it, let it dilute in water.